springtime, and that means time to update the vaccinations on your horse. I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Dr. Bob Eilenfeld is state veterinarian in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, when you get into the summer season, what you're really talking about are the vector-borne diseases, those things that are spread by mosquitoes or biting flies, like eastern equine encephalitis, West Nile virus, and actually even equine infectious anemia is spread by biting flies. Well, the first thing you do is just, you know, talk to your regular veterinarian. You know, your horse is probably on a worming program. It's probably on a preventative program already. There's a number of good vaccines out there for both eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile viruses, and some of them are combined with tetanus and some herpes virus vaccines as well. In general, initial vaccination programs are started with two doses of vaccine. If you're talking eastern equine encephalitis, two doses given, first dose, and then, you know, and you want to start this before mosquito season, which started early this year. But first dose, and then roughly 3 weeks later, a booster vaccination the first year, and then after that, an annual vaccination.
What about young horses, colts, foals, just starting out here? Any particular protocol there?
If the dam has been well vaccinated, they generally have some maternal immunity through the colostrum that will protect them for a short period of time. But clearly, by the time that horse is 6-8 weeks old, I'd be getting some vaccine in it and start out with two doses.
Any difference between horses that are going to be up around the buildings on pasture close in as opposed to those that are going to be more out in wild land?
Well, you know, the wild land, you tend to think there's more mosquitoes, and that's really what we're talking about here for the most part. But, you know, any place there's standing water, and clearly there'd be standing water around buildings where mosquitoes would breed.
So really not a lot of difference there, huh?
No. It'd be nice to think there was, but if you think about yourself when you're outdoors, especially around dawn and dusk, there's a lot of mosquitoes, and it doesn't seem to particularly matter where you are sometimes.
If people are going to be taking those horses to shows, some extra needs there as well?
Well, you know, the biggest and probably the most worrisome diseases related to the show arenas would be equine herpes virus 1, which is a neurological form of what used to be called rhinopneumonitis, but it's actually a herpes virus. There's several different types of EHV, but one is the neurological, and there's really no treatment for that. It's relatively rare, but we tend to see it not so much in the summer, more in the winter show season when horses are kept indoors a lot.
Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Bob Eilenfeld. I'm Bob Meyer on Brownfield, Ag News for America.